Amen. Singing has been good. Amen. Thank you, Brother MC, for leading us in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. A piano would have messed that song up. Piano guitar just would have messed it up altogether. And so we're thankful that we are able to worship as they did in the New Testament. Right. Maybe you're visiting with us today. You're not a member of the Church of Christ. You're experiencing New Testament pattern of worship. Well, we'll sing. The whole church is the choir. There's no choirs up here. All of us sing. Everyone must sing for themselves. And speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Yeah, every individual worshiper must sing himself. So this is the way they did it in the New Testament. You didn't have no guitars, good fiddles, and drums and all that stuff going on. They had no beatbox and they had no Dougie Fresh stuff going on in worship. None of that was going on. All that stuff came later. And that was not in the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere. And they would pray. They would pray. They would pray. They would take the, they would pray and worship. And worship was for God. Now, God is the audience in worship. Not for us. We worship him. God is the spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yeah, then we take the Lord's Supper. Now, what you say, brother, but we take the Lord's Supper. Yeah, well, every Sunday. Every Sunday. Every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. This thing about Easter, let me drop that on you now because I gave you an Easter sermon. I know you need one. But Easter, that word Easter is in Acts 12:4.
Right.
Now, that word in the Bible has nothing to do with the rabbit laying chicken eggs. No, it had nothing to do with that. You know, if you just use common sense, you would know that couldn't have came from God. A rabbit laying colored chicken egg has something to do with Jesus' resurrection.
Right.
Now, y'all ought to put a little common sense to that. You know that ain't come from God. That word Easter was Passover. That was a Judaism. That was for the Jews. There was no Christian. Nobody ever did anything like you see it going on today with this Easter thing. Every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Every Sunday. See, when Jesus got up on the first day of the week, that's why we come, what you said, some say come to church, but church, we are the church.
Amen.
Amen. The church comes to assemble, and it's on Sunday. In the Bible, the weeks were named, were in numbers, 1, 2, 3 through 7. In the, under the Old Testament, the Jews, they remembered the seventh day, the day of rest. Now, there were no Christians over there in the Old Testament.
Amen.
No. See, you couldn't eat. Now, this command to remember Jesus was given by him when he had his last supper in Matthew 26 with his apostles. Now, he said to them a direct command, which is for us today. He said, this you do in remembrance of me. Now, we'll find in Acts 20 and verse 7 that upon the first day of the week, which is the Sunday that we call it, the disciples, the Christians in the Bible, came together to break bread. So every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Now, it's sad to say, some even in the Lord's church, I noticed yesterday on Facebook, we're inviting people to their Easter service. And their Resurrection Sunday. Now, that's false doctrine.
Amen.
Now, every Christian, understand clearly. First of all, if you have not been washed in the blood, if you have not been baptized, then that communion won't do you no good.
Amen.
See, the step one is you got to get washed in the blood.
Yes,
see, baptism is where we contact the blood of Jesus. Revelation 1 and verse 5. That blood then washes away your sins. And then the Lord adds you to the church that will purchase with the same blood, Acts 20:28. Take heed therefore in yourself, Lord, flock with the Holy Ghost, and made you overseer the feet of the church of God. Watch it now. Which he purchased with his own blood. So the church was purchased with the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So that blood washed away your sins. That blood purchased the church. And the command is, because blood is like chemotherapy. Here's how you look at it. Cancer will kill you if you don't put it in remission. So when the people killed Jesus on the day of Pentecost, they asked that Peter, many brothers, what shall we do? Peter said, here's what you do. Repent and be baptized. Watch it now. Every one of you. That's what he told me. He didn't tell them to pray no sinner's prayer. He didn't say, accept Jesus as a personal Savior. None of that. Nobody did that in the Bible. Not one person. Not one person. Accept Jesus as a personal Savior. Lord, I'm a sinner coming to my heart. Nobody did that. What that? Peter said, repent and be baptized. Every one of you. Every one of you. Be baptized. Then he told them why. For the remission of sin. Amen. See, now baptism is what puts your cancer, your deadly sin that's going to kill you, in remission. The church is the hospital, the doctor is Jesus, and the medication to keep the sin from killing you is communion.
Amen.
So every Sunday, every Christian who's been washed in his blood is commanded to do this in remembrance of Jesus.
Amen.
Not once a year, not just on Easter Day. That's a now every and let me drop this on the church cry. The church cry folk think they're going to heaven. They just missing Lord Day. They missing worship. Standing home doing it your way. You missing communion. You in sin. You in sin.
Amen.
You are in sin.
Amen.
If you miss worship and you miss taking this communion, you have violated a direct command from the Lord. And you cannot go to heaven. Because sin, everything sin touches, dies. And as soon as sin comes out of remission, you experience a spiritual death.
Amen.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going to try to suck the bottom out of this cup. Because Jesus said, drink ye all of it.
Right.
See, amen. Some ought to say amen. Y'all right. It's Easter Sunday, y'all. See it? I'm just trying to give you Easter sermon. Got to get that one out the way first, though. Got to get these stuff. Got to get it out the way because people just ain't been taught right.
Amen.
People buy into everything. They buy in a fat man ran a red suit on at Jesus' birthday. Ain't got nothing to do with his birthday. Man just come in and people just flock out that stuff. Well, y'all flock out the truth if you're going to flock out the something. Don't run behind stuff man done made up. You know, good and well, ain't no man coming down no chimney. Got nothing to do with Jesus' birthday. You know, it seems like we ought to have better sense than that, don't it? Seem like to me we ought to have better sense. That's right, Church of Christ. And we don't have no reason to hold our head down either. But we hold to the truth.
That's right.
There's enough people out there doing it wrong. I mean, and there's a lot of people out there listening to me on the internet. I say it like this because they listen. And some of the members of the church need it. Some of these congregations know better than some of the stuff they're doing.
That's right. Don't tell
you ought to know better.
Tell it.
Amen. You ought to get out of them church buildings where they're teaching this kind of stuff. Get out of it. Run. Run. Because you're going to lose your soul following stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, Brother Brooks ain't the popular preacher around town. I'm probably, but that don't bother me a bit. Never was. Jesus wasn't popular. They killed him. Just killed him, didn't they? Killed him. He had done nothing wrong with killing him. Now, let me give y'all the last part of the Easter sermon. Now, this guy called the devil, I want y'all to think with me on this one now. Because every church building in Houston, in the world, is going to take the money every Sunday.
That's right.
Y'all got that?
That's right.
Now, all of us, listen to me now. Because this guy is nefarious. That means devil is slick. He's evil. He's smooth. But the devil knows the love of money is the root of all evil. Now watch me now, watch it now, stay with me. If money, the love of money is the root of all evil, and Jesus dying was the greater love than no man than this that laid down life for a friend. The greater love was the death. So each of us are death row inmates. For why? Everything sin touches that. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life. Now so watch this now. If sin is the reason we're going to go to the execution as a death row inmate, anyone who walks death row will head to the execution by fire. So the devil know if I can take the Last Supper away from him. Y'all know on death row they give you one last meal, right? Think about what I'm saying. The devil took from Christians that call themselves Christians. He took your supper.
and he take your money. Think about this rascal. His name is Apollyon, Abaddon. He's Beelzebub. He's the prince of darkness. He's a spiritual wicked ruler. And the ruler took from human beings the command to remember the supper so that you don't go to execution without your supper. Because the supper was commanded by the one who will pardon the execution.
Amen. Boy, that's good preaching. Now, see, I like my own preaching. That's good stuff right there. I just gave y'all some good. Now think about
what he did to everybody who's been in the church long. Think about what I just said. The rascal took the supper. In every church in Houston, will take that money every Sunday, and the pastor, so-called guy, will tell them, well, you know, it don't say how often we ought to take the Lord's Supper. Yeah.
Well, sure it don't. It don't say it. It doesn't. Oh,
how often do we take money? Does it say that? Well, it does. Oh, it does. 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. Let every one of you lay by and store. God has prospered you. There'll be no gathering like God. So we got the money. And we use 1 Corinthians 16:1 at the day we take it. Upon the first day of the week.
And now the pastor in town going to disagree with me. Matter of fact, he's going to say, let's tithe and give it a little more. See, he ain't going to disagree with me on that. Because the love is for money, not for Christ.
That's right.
Now, if we can use 1 Corinthians 16:1 as the day they took collection, why can't we use Acts 20:7? Upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. So we found two things they did on Sunday. They took bread, communion, and they took a collection. Amen. And why did they do it on Sunday? It was the resurrection, the day of the resurrection. Jesus, after he died on the cross, was buried in a borrowed tomb early on a Sunday morning.
That's right.
He rolled all power in his hand.
So, yeah, don't let him take your supper. Now, here's what I want to do. The sermon I'm preaching this morning, The Last Stand.
Okay.
Now, this might be the last time when I give the invitation that you ever stand up. So, this Easter sermon, you don't want to take it for granted. Because, see, some of you here, because you came for Friends and Family Day. That's right, right?
Yeah.
And that's good that you did. But if I take this picture of this audience, somebody going to die in this picture. Now, we take the portrait.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look back on it. Could be tomorrow. Could be 2 weeks from now. Might be a year from now. We look at the same group. They said, bro, he was there, sir. He was there on that Easter Sunday. And he took the last stand he took was when Brother Brooks gave the invitation. But the devil took his supper. And Brother Brooke told him about Easter on that day. See, you ain't here by accident or because you come to get a meal from the fellowship hall. Providence. God gives everybody a chance. How many of y'all believe God is a God of second chances?
Amen.
I want y'all to rethink that one. Second means 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of y'all done had a chance to get yourselves together over and over and over again? How many of y'all only had one chance to get it together?
Mm.
Two.
Mm.
Have you not had chances over and over and over?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you another question. If you're here today and you my friend or you my family and I don't tell you you lost, then I don't love you.
That's right.
So how can I say you my friend and my family? Now, I want you to be in my family because my family is called the church. My goal is to get you to stand up and walk down here and tell the devil, you're not taking my last supper.
Amen.
I'm going to drink my blood today. But you can't drink until we baptize you.
Amen. That's right.
You got to be baptized.
Right.
Got to be baptized. It's commanded. That's what John said in Revelation 22. He said, I saw the day. You're gonna help me today. Every once in a while. Ray Dreams, y'all have a fun with Dreams, sir. Good to have you reading for me.
Yes, sir.
Yo, I'm trying to get to Revelation 20 then. Let's see. The Revelation, book of Revelation. Scary book to some people. It's really just, it's a very simple book. It's really just a book of prophecy. The last book of prophecy tells what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. See, and some things happened during the time Revelation was written, and then this piece here is what's going to happen. Every one of us is going to have to stand.
Right.
He said, I saw the dead.
And I saw the dead.
Small and great. Great men. You know, you great men. You think about the greatest man you can think of. Great men. Rich men. Famous men. People like that. Men and women. He said, John, what you see? I see a great men.
Small and great. Stand before God.
People who ain't janitors got to stand before God.
That's right.
Ditch diggers got to stand before God. Right. CEOs got to stand. Presidents of the United States, and all y'all worried about Trump. Yeah. Trump got to stand. Got to stand.
Amen.
Some of you worried about Biden. Mm. Some of you ride a donkey, other ride an elephant. I try to stay with the lamb.
Amen.
Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. See, some of your folks done got to where they hate these people. Y'all better stop hating these folks. God told us to remember them. He said, pray for them. He tell you to hate them.
Amen.
Voting is my civil duty. Your duty is to save the world.
Amen.
Our duty is to teach the truth and pray for the leadership of this world.
Amen.
Don't get caught up in that thing of hating folk. You can't get to heaven hating nobody.
Amen.
Jesus died for him just like he died for me.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Amen, you D's and R's. Yeah, I know. I hear them talking, Christians talking like they ain't got no sense. We love all mankind.
Amen.
You understand that?
Amen.
Jesus died for Pilate, just like he died for Caiaphas and Herod and King Herod. All them guys took him to court. He hadn't done nothing wrong. He died for them. Judas kissed him. Jesus washed his feet. The political folk they really quiet on me now because they done took their positions. Well, take your position. I am not taking it back. You mess around and lose your soul over that kind of stuff. Focus on Jesus. The best thing we can do is try to save these folk.
Amen.
Teach them the truth. Amen, somebody. That's what America needs. Good Christian people that follow the rules of the law.
Right.
Yeah. I saw them dead, small and great. What do you see, John?
Stand before
God. 8 days before God.
And the books were open.
Everybody got to stand. You going to stand, I'm going to stand. Every knee will bow, Romans 14:11. Every knee will bow. Every mouth will confess that Jesus Christ, you going to do it. Every one of us, y'all understand, we're going to have to stand. Got to go to judgment. He said, stand before God and what?
And the books were open.
The 66 books of the Bible going to be open. John 12:48, Jesus, he that rejected me received not my word, had one that judging him. The words I've spoken, the same will judge in the last day. We're going to get judged from this very book that none of us read. Many people don't read the Bible.
Amen.
Just take what folks say. Amen. Don't take what folks say when it comes to your soul.
Amen.
You got to believe the book. Amen. How many of y'all believe the Bible is right?
Amen.
Got to believe it's right.
Amen.
The only way to get to heaven is to believe this book right. Romans 10:17, faith coming by what? Hearing by the word of God. Then Hebrew writer come back and say, without faith is impossible to please God. If you don't believe in the Bible, say, well, I don't know if the Bible right. Well, I say, well, do you believe in Jesus? Watch this oxymoron. I believe in Jesus, but I just don't believe in the Bible. Now, where do you think the information came from? If that big word oxymoron, that's a good word, I don't know. I'm from Hillfield. They say that's something that don't make no sense. Is that right? How are you going to say out of one side of my mouth, I believe in Jesus, the other side of my mouth, I believe in the Bible, and that's the only book to tell us about him? You ain't see Jesus in no Jerusalem?
No.
You ain't see him on no cross? And you go around talking about, gee, I love Jesus, but that Bible, I just don't believe it. Well, if anything in the Bible is wrong, what makes Jesus right?
Amen.
Where did that come from? Somebody always say, I'm going to let y'all go eat here in a minute. But yeah, we got to finish, though. How I'm doing so far?
Amen.
Good to see, brother. Good to see, brother, sister, right? Oh, it looked like a homecoming. A lot of y'all ain't seen in a long time. Some of you got stuck with that pandemic. We ain't seen you since the pandemic. Where you been? Watch out. We ain't seen some of y'all since you got on the conference call. You still on the call? Well, you need to come back to the church, Bill. Don't you think it's time to repent? Come on. That's what you need to do. You got to stand up now. You're going to have to take your stand here in a minute. Got to stand up. If the last stand, everybody got to stand before God. The book's open. And another book was open. That's the book of life.
Which is the book of life.
Now, here's the thing about it. Everything you ever done is written. Do you know some stuff that God know about me that I don't want you to know? Now, see how all these saints in here with these halos on act like they ain't got no stuff in the closet. Amen. Let me tell you something. The Bible teaches us this. Here's the one thing you want to make sure you don't go to jail. You don't want to stand before God with this stuff on your record. Yes, and no, you don't. See, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 12:13, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What is the matter? The matter of life. Doing your life. He said, we ought to fear God and keep his commandment. Watch it now. Watch it. But this is the whole duty of man. What's the duty of man? Doing this life? Did you fear God and did you keep his command? Now, here's a command. If you're not keeping it, now Brother Brooks told you, because you was at Easter Sunday at Hollow Heights, or you were listening to me out there on that internet, and Brooks told you that you're going to lose your soul. God, you're breaking his command. You didn't fear God enough to keep the command. Now, you can't say you didn't know. I took it away from you. Because if you stand before God without getting this forgiven, he going to bring it up. I see here old Brooks was preaching. Yeah. Tommy Brooks, that boy always told him straight up. Old Brooks, well, my sir, he preached that cross too, man. He told him about my son on the cross. He told him about his blood, washing baptism. Let's see what else he told you. Oh, he told you about my son's church. Purchased it with his blood. It's his wife. He told you about that. When you stayed on the internet, you was at home. You had your pajamas on, drank your coffee. And you thought you was worshiping me, huh?
No, sir.
Well, what did you forsook the assembly. Ever since I sent that pandemic to the world, you just jumped right on board and went to the convenience store, didn't you? I see that right here on your record. The book's open. Oh, I see. He gave the invitation at the end. You could have went back down and got baptized. They had the water. It had clothes for you. I see that you could have got baptized that day. You didn't. See, all this stuff coming up.
Amen.
Now, he told you weren't supposed to remember my son. Now, I notice here that you wasn't remembering before you heard Brooks, and you didn't start remembering my son after you heard him. Now you got to stand before me. Now, how do you think I feel about that, since that was my son? How do you think I feel about this when I saw the travail of my child? How do you think I feel about this matter when they whipped him with a whip and I had to watch it? How you think I feel? I'm talking about the Father now. You standing before God. How you think I feel about the matter when my son was in the Garden of Gethsemane crying, let this cup pass, but not my will, your will. How you think I feel?
Amen.
When they whipped him, how you think I feel about this matter? It's on your judgment day. You stand before me now. Don't say nothing. How you think I feel when they put the crown of thorns on his head?
Right.
How you think I feel about you? When the people mocked him, slapped him, spit on him. How you think I feel when my son tried to carry a tree?
Amen.
How you think I feel about you? When my son, the soldiers stripped him naked. It was my son. You don't want to remember? It was my son on the cross with nails in his hands and his feet.
Amen.
How you think I feel when you're sitting at home and drinking your coffee as if nothing happened? How you think I feel? I'm just saying, this is your stand. God, you got you ain't can't nothing you can do but stand there and listen. I see here you didn't do it. Do you know it was him that was my only child that I so loved you that I would allow them to treat him like that? To drive the nails in his hand, Brother Wright, and in his feet. And shame on the Church of Christ who have left the New Testament pattern of worship.
Amen.
How y'all think God gonna feel about us doing what we want to do?
Nah.
How y'all think he feel about this? How y'all think these preachers gonna stand before God? You done took away the truth. You done left the truth. You done went to worldly ways of bringing them in. When Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. The drawing power of salvation is the cross.
Amen.
We defeated Satan on the cross.
Right.
Satan's greatest defeat was the cross.
Right.
How y'all think God gonna feel? When he was on Jesus on the cross, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, my God.
Wow.
Why? How you think God feel? How you God gonna say, how you think I feel when my son was crying to me? And I left him there. Could have sent legions of angels, but we didn't. He had to stay on the cross for you to go to heaven, for you to be forgiven, for you to be able to drink the blood of the New Testament, who was shed for many for the remission of sins. How y'all feel about this matter? I said, Brother Brooke, what are you trying to do? What you mean what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to mess your head up with this thing. You need to think differently. What if it was your son? Would you be okay with us just doing whatever we want to do? I would not be. And some of you church Christ folks think you got a ticket in. You got to be faithful to get to heaven. Amen, somebody. Books are open. I see here, yeah. He told you about my son up on that cross, nails in his hands and his feet. Soldiers gambling over my son's clothes. I see he told you about that. How you think I'm gonna feel when you standing before me and you didn't take the offer I gave you? You took the offer of Satan over me.
Yeah.
See, Satan offers you opportunity to leave here and die in your sin and go to hell. See, this is what you see today too. But my word, go on and see it. A lot of stuff on my mind. Because the devil is real. This devil, he's right here with us. Don't y'all forget it. He's here and he don't like what's going on. He don't like unity. He don't like growth. He don't like two walking together that can agree. He loves division. Amen. And he knows we are our greatest enemy. Because if me and him against each other, there's no God in it. You see that? But when me and him connects with God, we're all right. But when God's out the picture, Satan don't need to help us because we both don't understand we're in a fight. If you don't know you're in a fight, you ain't going to win the fight. Huh? The devil got us, y'all. And he knows some of y'all going to leave here. He said, Brother Book, I don't serve the devil. If you don't, you ain't got but two options. Now listen carefully now. You serve whoever you obey. Romans 6, 16, 17, 18. If you're serving God, you're going to be worshiping. You're going to get baptized. You're going to be taking the Lord's Supper every Sunday. You're going to be coming to worship. You're going to be a member of the one church, two churches, called the Church of Christ. There's only one in the Bible. Somebody says, well, I don't believe that. Well, I know. You're having a problem with the whole Bible. See? Why y'all so quiet on Easter Sunday? You're supposed to be... Got your Easter hats, got the Easter hats on, the Easter dresses. Right? We'll spend a lot of money on them new clothes. Got a basket full of eggs. I'd be happy to. See, this sermon don't make you happy, do it. Does it? Does it make you happy? Huh? Is that what he's doing? No, it don't supposed to make you happy. It's supposed to educate you.
Amen.
What are you saying? You know what I'm saying? You got to stand before God. I just gave you the book of deeds. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. That's Solomon said. Of the whole matter, we should fear God, keep his command. Watch this now, verse 14. Ecclesiastes 12, 13, 14 said, "For God shall bring every work into judgment." Watch this now. "With every secret thing." I mean, y'all got some secrets. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm going to turn this way. Y'all ain't got no secrets? Got some secrets? I had some. But here's the thing about baptism. Wash every secret away.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Boy, that's a good, y'all missed it, right? That's right there. That's the good news. The good news is you don't have to stand before God with a secret. See, once you get washed in the blood, God said, "Your sin, I remember no more." He said, "Brother, I remember." He didn't say for you to forget it. You don't want it to come up on judgment. Because God shall bring every work unto judgment with every secret thing. Watch what they do. But good or evil. See, some of you all, what I want you to do, all of you over here ain't been baptized. When I give the invitation, what I want you to do, I want you to come on down here today. We're going to baptize as many as we can today. What we're going to do, we're going to baptize as many of y'all we can. See, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give the invitation in a minute. Now, what I want every person who has been listening to me intellectually, that's smart enough to understand that this man is talking to me directly. And God is using him to get me the message. What I want you to do is come get washed in the blood this morning. We're going to wash you up. See, God going to fix everything under the water. And then he going to put you in the chair. And we're going to fight this fight together. See, you don't want to fight by yourself. And what was God's family for, right? Amen. Is that right? Holler high. We got to fight this thing together. We've been fighting for a long time. We fight together all kinds of stuff. We done fought against. Is that right? Devil's bad dude. Bad dude. That's the way we talk in country. Bad dude. And then the members of the church, here's what I want you to do. The people who, you know you've been gone way too long, don't you? Huh? You don't know? You know you've been gone too long. It's time for you to come on. Just come on back to the church.
Amen.
Come on back and get involved. Repent of your sins today. Ask God to forgive you. Don't leave without asking for forgiveness. We're going to ask you when you at the last. This is the last stand. This is the sermon. The last stand going to be the invitation because it could be your last one. I'm trying to get you to come to the front. Everybody who needs prayer, I want them to come up here. Everybody who need to be baptized, I want you to come up here. If you brought a visitor, ask them, do you want to get baptized? You need. Now, here's the thing. A husband can bring his wife. A wife can bring a husband. But if they don't want to come, you come by yourself.
Amen.
Because you can't save your wife. You can't save your husband. And ain't nobody going to stand before God but just you and him. See, ain't nobody going to step up and say, "Well, I'll take care of this one." No. God said, "Hey, you just stay in line." Now, if you stand up there by me, and I step forward, and you step forward, and he says something to you, I'm going to say, "Don't look at me, I told you." Yeah, I'm going to keep on there, right? I'm going to say, "Well done." I want to hear him say, now we don't go, Chris don't go to judgment to get told what they did wrong because he said he ain't going to remember. He'd be lying. Well, he's just going up there to hear him say, "Well done." That's this afternoon. You don't want to die a goat. But here's the thing. I understand. When I stand up, I'm just going to hear him say, "Well done." That good. How many of y'all want to hear him say, "Well done"? That's all you want. See, if you got "well done," ain't no sins coming up. But if he start reading off that stuff about what you did today, old Brooks. I like when he called my name. Look, see, your name got to be in the book. He said, "Well, how he called your name?" See, now the book says, "I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open." Another book was open, to the book of life.
And the dead were judged. All things were written in the book.
And then he
said, "According to their works."
According to everything he did. And see, the things that they're gonna judge on was all you did while you were living. Works just mean obedience. What did you do? And then he says that.
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And the death and hell delivered up the dead
now,
which were in
hell. Death and hell. Death, don't won't be no more. There won't be no more dying at the judgment. There won't be no graveyards. That's all over with.
That's right.
You ain't going to a graveyard. You're going to another place. You see? And then he said what?
And they were judged, every man according to their works.
All right, we don't. Keep reading.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the second death.
Uh-huh.
And whosoever was not found.
There's another book called.
Whoever was not found in the book, written in the book of life, was cast in the lake of fire.
Now, in Philippians 4:3, Paul talked about some co-laborers that name were in the book of life. See, the reason he's going to call my name is because my name is in the book. See, the one we got to get, you want him to call. See, if you step up there and he say, hey, right? That means good. You good. Once he call your name, it's in the book. I want to hear him call my name. Don't you, bro? Right? Bro, right here. Come on, Ron. You see, I may call you by your first name. Step on in here, Ron. Oh, Ron, step up there to God. Well done, Ron. He ain't going to tell him anything he ever done wrong. How many of y'all got your name in the book?
Amen.
Huh? Y'all ain't going to say nothing. You got your name in the book? Amen. Bro, how I know it? If you've been washed in the blood, your name is in the book. Whosoever, though, was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire. He said, what is that? That's hell. Now, we don't like to talk about hell, and I know you don't. But we'll close with this. Go to Luke 16, right quick. Briefly. Quick. I got 5 more minutes. I'm going to try to do about 10:15. So at 10:15, what we're going to do, we're going to call this thing good at 10:15. How about that? Y'all agree with that?
Amen.
That way, I know they got some good food over there, too. I said Luke 16. Okay. Verse 19. Start verse 19. Now, watch this, though.
There was a certain... Yeah. Rich man.
Now here he come.
Which were clothed in purple and fine linen,
mm-hmm.
and fared sumptuously every day.
Yeah.
And there was a certain.
And that's the great guy. There was a certain rich man fared sumptuously every day. Read.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus.
And now this is a small guy. Remember small and great stand before God? The rich man was great guy.
Which was laid
the
at his gate.
The beggar was a poor guy. It's small and great. Then book out in the books of read.
Laid at his gate,
yeah.
Full of sores.
Full of sores,
and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
Right, yeah.
Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
Now he, poor thing, he had nurses. Dogs had to be his nurses when he got sick. There seemed like he in bad shape, don't he? Ain't no God in his life at all, don't it look like? Dogs had to take care of his sores. Man, looked like he in bad shape. Rich man got to stand. The beggar got to stand. Read.
And it came to pass. That the beggar died.
Both of them died. The beggar died.
And was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom.
Read on.
And the rich man also died.
Now, the great died. And the small died. Read.
And was buried.
Buried.
And in hell he lift up his eyes.
Now, in hell, that's a place called Hades. When you die, remember Jesus said, upon the rock I'll build my church, gates of hell shall not prevail. That means the grave. The Hadean world with the big words there. That's where you go after you die. There ain't nobody in heaven yet. You know how they say we're going to have a home going somewhere? Ain't nobody in heaven. One or two places. This place here is called hell, which is the abode of the dead. The spirits are there.
Amen.
Now read on.
Being in torment.
Now notice this guy already, as soon as he died, he's already being tormented. Mm-hmm. He ain't stood before God because this ain't the great Gehenna, which is going to be the lake of fire. This ain't the lake of fire here. This is just, as soon as you die and you didn't take this communion, you're going to feel the heat. Said, Brother Bruce, that's what I don't like, that hell if I preach. I know nobody want to go to hell, but you don't want to hear about it. And look at the book say now.
And seeth Abraham afar off.
Now he's seen Abraham afar off. Read.
And Lazarus in his bosom.
Oh, he also noticed Lazarus. Notice whose name they called. Rich man, he never called his name. Lazarus' name is being mentioned. Why? His name is in the book of life. Read.
And he cried and said.
Now too late to cry. Now the last stand here in 5 minutes. Too late to cry. Cry now.
Father Abraham.
He said, Father Abraham.
Have mercy on me.
Now, too late for mercy then. No mercy. Mercy now. Cry now. Mercy now. Then no mercy. No crying. Read.
And send Lazarus.
Now he's going to send somebody else. Help me out. Brother Brooks here to help you. He's talking about send Lazarus. Now he remembered that he didn't have no amnesia or dementia. He remembered that man. That's why you ought to be careful how you treat people.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He said, Lazarus, what?
That he may dip the tip of his finger in water.
Now, he wants some water now. Now, there's some water right there. Now, too late for water. When you die, too late for water. All he wanted was a tip. Just dip. Just a tip. Just a little drop of water. Cool off this place. Man, I'm telling you, water now. Mercy now. Cry now. Baptize now. Water now. Read.
And cool my tongue.
Yeah, cool me down. It's hot. Read.
For I am tormented in this flame.
Yeah, read on.
But Abraham said,
yeah.
Son.
Now Abraham, being one of the patriarchs of the Bible, he said, son, now.
Remember,
now I want you to remind you something. In your lifetime.
Receiveth thy goodest things.
You were doing good, look like you had all your money and stuff, didn't you? You look like you. Now some of y'all got good cars, but BMWs and Mercedes and nice cars over here, and gonna bust hell wide open. Yeah, now you're looking good, got all this good stuff in their life. Well, don't say it like that. You don't. I'm the preacher. Need to say it. Some of us need to say it. Is that right? Some people got to hear it just like that. And if they don't, if it ain't helping you, they don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It ain't helping you. Let it help somebody else.
Amen.
Yeah, you're going to bust hell wide open if you don't straighten up. Then the book say.
And likewise, Lazarus, evil things.
Yeah. Keep on reading.
But
hurry
now
up.
He is comforted. Uh-huh. And thou art tormented.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And besides all this,
uh-huh,
between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed.
He said, between all this, there's something between here and there. He can't go from one place to the other. When you die, you can't go from one place to the other place. You can't be, I want to be saved today. It's too late then. You can't go over there with Lazarus. Read.
So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot.
You can't do it. Read on.
Neither can they pass to us.
All right, read on.
That will come
now
from
now we're getting
hence,
down to the friends and family. Watch what he says.
Then he said.
He said what?
I pray thee therefore,
now,
Father.
Now this man said, I want you to do something for me. Father, Abraham, what you want me to do?
That thou would ascend him to my father's house.
Now go to my what?
Father's house.
Go to my family. See, if I'm telling you the truth this morning, and you get baptized, the first place you go is to your family. And say, y'all, we got to get in this blood.
Yeah, right.
You know, we that's what you do. You love your family. This is friends and family. You say, hey, look, we got to be drinking this every Sunday. That man made it plain. The devil done took your supper from you. You gonna let him beat you up? He done had you to prison. He had you on drugs. He done took your wife from you. You've been in divorce court. You've been broke. You ain't got no old piece of junk car. It's smoking. The devil been whooping you good, don't you see? He done took everything from you. Just making sure, and then gonna take your supper. The devil's something else, isn't he? Then he said what?
For I have five brethren.
Now he said, go get my five brothers. How many brothers did he have? Five. How many brothers y'all got?
Two.
He got two. I had three. Two. One of them got killed in a car wreck. Another one still live. I got one brother live. But I don't want to get down there and say, go tell Carter, because Carter already know. See, I don't have to go back and say, oh, tell him, because I already told my family. Everybody come to my family, I tell them. My dear sister, Charlie, she could, you know, she grew up Baptist. Good people in Baptist, all good people. But we all, she had a problem with church crying, Brother Cass. She had a problem with church crying. My sister, Moses. Y'all remember Charlie?
Yeah.
Charlie had a problem with church crying. Boy, she, y'all folks, y'all don't know. Yeah, y'all know Charlie. Just keep loving her. Came one day, she came, I just don't understand the truth. I don't understand the difference, Tommy. I took a little piece of paper at my dinner table and showed her how sin separates from God and baptism washes sins away. And the Lord put the Savior in the church, and there's one church that's in the Bible, it's a church crowd. That's all we're saying, Charlie. Sunday morning, that was Saturday, Sunday morning, she walked down the aisle. She took her stand and walked.
Amen.
My whole family cried, the last one with her hard-headed self. She's as hard-headed as she could be. Charlie was just as hard-headed as she could be. But came a day when she was ready for it.
Amen.
See, you don't have to beat it into them. When they're ready for it, they'll run to it.
Amen.
If you had good sense this morning, you'd run down here.
Amen.
If you had good sense, you would run. You wouldn't, ain't no way anybody with good sense would leave like I'll preach a sermon like this.
Amen.
There's no way you would leave. If you had good sense, ain't no way you could leave knowing you could get killed out there.
Amen.
Brother Nate was just telling me, he T-boned somebody in that big old ugly truck he got. I got a red truck. He loved mine. But that one, you hit somebody last week? Got pulled out in front of him and said, y'all more killing. It wasn't his time. There's somebody you can pull out here and just like that, be dead. Huh? What are you saying, bro? You got to stand. How you going to stand?
Amen.
You could die today. You ought to come down here. And that's what he said. Go tell the family. He said, nah, too late. Too late for water. Too late to pray. Too late for mercy. But what are we doing now? Here we are. We're at the end of this sermon. That's enough of that. How many people want to go to heaven? Raise your hand.
Amen.
How many want your name in the book of life? Here's what I want you to do. The gospel message is this. And I preached it a while ago when I was talking about how Jesus came to the world and how they beat him. That's all good news. All that suffering he went through was to give you this chance. When you stand up, you remember that Jesus was beat up so bad that he was on that cross 6 hours so you could walk down here today.
Amen.
And shame on you if you turn down the invitation. Because he said, come to me.
Yes.
All you that labor heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Right.
The good news is that you can come right now and become a Christian. You have to hear. I mean, y'all hear that Jesus died and buried Rogue. Y'all believe that?
Yes.
If you believe it, that's number two. Number three, you got to repent. What do you mean, brother? You got to make a decision. But just like you made a decision, you come, you can make, man, you know what? I ain't leaving like I came. No way. I'm going to make my decision soon as man say, come, I'm going. Anybody already made that decision? You can start walking. Next thing you're going to do is confess. Well, I'm going to ask you, do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? There was a man in Acts 8. He asked him that. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he stopped the chair and baptized him. We can't baptize. You got to make the confession. You got to say it. You going to say it now or you say it at the last stand? Every knee going to bow and every mouth going to confess. Is that right? How many of y'all have made that confession before? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. See, everybody, before they get baptized, got to say this. Say it with me. I believe that Jesus Christ is. Jesus said, hear what Jesus said. If you will confess me in front of people, I will confess you up there. If you deny me, I'm going to deny you. Now, that's what the Lord said. That's Matthew 10, 32 and 33. The one you say you love. How many people need to say that? All of us better say it. You say it while you got good use of your mind. And the way I'm preaching, if people were insane, Solomon, our minds come and go. They'll catch this coming and miss it going. You can't miss the truth. If you're seeking the truth, you can't miss it. It's easy. You got to come down here. We're going to baptize. We got the water ready, clothes ready, everything ready. Y'all there, right? We got a song leader ready. What's your song? Pass Me Not. So here's what I want to do. Last stand. Click. The picture has been taken. And the roll going to be called. And this stand may be your last one. Before the stand. Before God. Is that good teaching? That's good to you right there. And who I want you to do? I want members of the church that you're going through some stuff. I don't went through some stuff. How many of y'all done went through some stuff lately? Man, I done went through some stuff. How many of y'all have lost loved one, gone through some, been grieving, dealing with the thing? Look here. Let me say this to you. What God did, what gave us a crying family. So when you cry, I cry. When you laugh, I laugh. Sometimes we laugh together. Sometimes we cry. And every time we share together, heartaches and sighs. There are times we dream together. How's it going to be when the saved get to heaven? Ask God's family. So if you're going through something, what I want you to do, if you need prayer, you need prayer, we're going to pray. What we're going to do, we're going to pray for everybody who's going this friend's family. We're going to pray for everybody. Russ Dar going to come up. I'm going to have Russ Dar come up here with you. Ministers going to be. We're going to pray for y'all. What we're going to do, we're going to pray for y'all. When you come. Now, everybody over here that need prayer and you're going through something, don't worry about what it is. I want you to come down here and stand with Brother Brooke. Now, I want you to come. And those who need to make confession, you say, Brother Brooke, I've been gone a long time. That's all right. Now's the day to come back. Come on back today. Come up here and say, Brother, I have sinned. I'm coming home. That's all you need to do. That's it. And third prayer, you got to be baptized. I want you to come down here with me. I'm going to take your confession. Well, I want you to come stand with me and I'm going to take your confession. Now, here's what you don't want. If Jesus passed you out now, passed you by now, pass me not, oh gentle Savior. He wants you to come. He don't want to pass you up.
Amen.
Because on the day of judgment, he cannot help you.
Right.
On the day of judgment.
Right.
Jesus is calling this morning. Come unto me, all you labor, heavenly. What I want you to do, if you are subject to temptation, you want the prayer, you want to make a confession, or get back. Don't sit where you are and send them cards down here. You walk down here, make your commitment to the Lord today as together we stand and sing the song of encouragement. Come to him.
Pass me not, oh gentle Savior.
Come to him this morning, right here.
We're going
to pray with you. We're going to baptize you. We're going to bring you back home. God bless you. Come on. Don't let nothing stop. Come on. Come on, God. Don't let nothing stop. This is your time.
Come to him, Lord.
Some have called me, the others need to come to the Lord. Come to Him. How about you back there? When you come to the Lord, let me in your life.
Let me at the throne of
mercy. Why would you pass it off to Him when you come to the Lord? Find that sweet
relief.
Let's do mercy, Lord. This is what I want to do. I want to do here. How many of y'all like mercy, grace? Grace and mercy. There was a man one time. He's coming home to his family, right? And he pulled up to the house, was on fire. And he was running in. His wife and his daughter was in the house. And the house was on fire. And so he rushed on his way in to try to rescue his family. Another man came out running. And he got in there and he saw his wife had been killed and raped. And his daughter had been killed and raped. And he thought about that guy. Was the one who killed my wife and my child. And raped my wife. So he turns out and he runs out after him and get out there. The man got hit by a car. He's in the middle of the road bleeding. Bleeding to death. And he stood over him. He said, man, justice demand you die. Because you did that to my family. And you deserve to die. Instead of that, mercy came to him. But mercy says, you did it, but you don't deserve to die.
Amen.
And then grace stood up in the man.
Yeah.
He said, even though you did it, whether you deserve it or not, I'm going to save you. See, whether you want to be saved or not, God done his part.
Amen.
But justice says you walk out like you came. You deserve to die.
Amen.
But mercy says God gave you this chance. And grace said, Brother Brooks, give him another song called Mercy, Lord. And this verse is for those who are real close to coming because the devil done won in your life so much. He's doing it now, and he's the winner, and you are the loser. You on death row, and he's laughing at you. And all he can't wait till they put you in the chair. What I want you to do, we got those who come already. I want to know if there's two other people that need the Lord this morning. Anybody else need the Lord? What I want you to do, this is mercy, Lord. Last one verse of the song, and then we're going to take confession and prayer. One verse.
In my heart,
y'all know this one?
Sometimes I ponder as down life's road, I wonder to a sin over yonder.
Several have come.
Where
how about you?
Peace and love.
When you come this morning, who is it? Who's that person?
My trials are gone forever.
Who is that person I'm talking to?
No tears will find me never.
Lord, you will see.
Oh, you see.
You see.
There'll be
a place
for me. And I'm going.
I know that one other one. One somebody. Maybe what? You real close to coming. Come to
Lord. Look down upon me. Lord, have mercy on me.
Who need that mercy this morning?
I'm just a weary pilgrim. I am tired and so alone. I thank you for your blessing and all that I'm possessing.
Lord, you see.
Oh, you see. There'll be
a place,
for me.
And I'm
going there someday. Upon me, and Lord, have mercy on me, for I'm just a weary pilgrim. I am tired and so. All of your blessings.
He was still coming.
For all that I'm possessing.
Lord, you see.
Oh, you see. A place.